Hello, you're watching Press TV. We're interrupting that program to bring you live pictures of a ceremony being held here in Tehran for the endorsement of Iran's new president, Mr. Hassan Rouhani. The pictures you're seeing on the screen there, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, present there. On this occasion, he will endorse Iran's new president. Today, as you may know already by now, you've been watching the news here on Press TV. It's the last day for President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. It's his last day as president. And from this day on, Iran's new president will be Mr. Hassan Rouhani. And in this special ceremony today, which has already started now, we're hearing just the beginning of this session today that's taking place here, the ceremony with the verses from the Islamic holy book Quran being recited. Once this part of the ceremony is over, we are going to see the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, endorsing in a special ceremony Mr. Hassan Rouhani as he becomes Iran's new president and begins his four-year term. And we're hearing that a lot of officials, senior officials in Iran, taking part in this ceremony. And it's not just Iranian officials, a lot of foreign dignitaries as well. The foreign ministry has announced that 55 foreign delegations have been invited to attend the ceremony tomorrow. So the ceremony that we're going to see in Parliament tomorrow will be the official swearing in of Mr. Hassan Rouhani. He will be rather inaugurating his office tomorrow in Parliament. He will swear his oath of office, and in that ceremony we'll see the attendance of foreign dignitaries. The Iranian Foreign Ministry saying that 55 foreign delegations have been invited to attend the inauguration ceremony tomorrow in Parliament, and that delegation will include 11 presidents, we're hearing, 2 prime ministers, 8 vice presidents, and 7 parliament speakers. Picture there of Iran's leader listening as the Quran is being recited there just ahead of the ceremony. Verses from the holy Islamic book, the Quran, being recited in a ceremony attended, as you can see in these pictures, by senior Iranian officials, Mr. Rouhani himself, besides Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani and Mr. Ali Larijani there, as well as Iran's president, the outgoing president, Mr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, sitting on the other side there of the leader, along with the head of the judiciary there and other senior officials. We can see in these pictures of foreign dignitaries and ambassadors also present. Embassies, of course, members of foreign embassies in Tehran invited to this official ceremony when the leader will endorse the new president, Mr. Hassan Rouhani, of course. This is quite customary in Iran. Whenever there is a new president, there's a special ceremony in which the leader endorses him, and the next day there'll be another inauguration ceremony where the president will officially swear his oath of office in the parliament. And we'll have, of course, another ceremony in parliament after this, but this ceremony is also seen as an official sign that the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has approved of this election, and that the new president can actually start work. Today being the last day in which President Ahmadinejad is working as Iran's president. And as you can see in these pictures, the judiciary chief, President Ahmadinejad himself, Mr. Hassan Rouhani, Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani, Parliament Speaker, Mr. Ali Larijani, and a lot of senior officials present in this special ceremony. The recital of the Quran now over. Iran's Interior Minister, Mr. Mostafa Mohammad Najjar, giving his special speech about the election of Mr. Hassan Rouhani.
The great architect of the Islamic Republic, and also by commemorating the memories of the martyrs of the Islamic Revolution, and we also extend our greetings to the leader of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic community. I would also like to greet the respected attendees who are participating in the ceremony. Hopefully their prayers will also be accepted by Almighty God in the holy months of Ramadan. We are spending the last days. I'm grateful to the Almighty God who gave me this opportunity to be able to attend the inauguration ceremony of the 11th President of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Here's a brief report on the epic that the Iranian nation made on 24th of Mordad of 1392 Iranian calendar. So praise be to Almighty God, who once again gave us the blessings, and the great leader of and the great nation of Iran, who passed this great ordeal of the election successfully, like in the past. In the year of political epic and economic epic, the political epic envisaged by the leader of the Islamic Revolution set the stage for the political, for the economic epic in the true sense of the word. The 11th election, the presidential election in Iran, was a symbol of religious democracy by the leader of the Islamic Republic, the architect of the Islamic Revolution, and also the leader of the Islamic Revolution, and based on Article 36 of the Constitution, in which running of the affairs of the country is based on the will of the nation. And in one of the most sensitive eras and periods of time, the election was held, and our insightful, wise, and great and brave people in various parts of Iran, they created this great epic once again. By making use of the great chance for the election, that's the epitome of religious democracy and its manifestation of people's will in the running of the affairs of their country and decision makings. Once again, they created another the golden page to their history. The brave nation of Iran, by the right understanding of the great achievements of the election, both internally and regionally, as well as internationally, through their huge turnout at the polling stations, once again, they disappointed the enemies who had been planning since long ago to intimidate the people and to fade out their turnout. So the constant and continued presence on the stage and on the path of the Islamic Revolution and the discourse of the leader of the Islamic Republic was laid to stress. The election, despite its extensiveness and the holding of two simultaneous elections, it shows the height and the climax of the sound management of the previous administrations, and it showed the fact that the Islamic establishment and the governments have always paid special attention to the holding of the elections as an unavoidable duty. That's the right of the nation. We have been witnessing delegation of posts and jobs in different governments. There have been differences in tastes of presidents, and new presidents have been elected and now are. The enemies of the Iranian nation have always called the election as the strong point of the Islamic Revolution. They have always targeted that, and that fact is what is expected. The late Imam had this novel idea on the running of the affairs of the country based on the will of the people and based on Islamic precepts and principles. This is what the late Imam introduced to the world. And today it's a pattern, an example, what is efficient and is being used across the world. And that's religious democracy in Iran and making reference to Islamic precepts and principles and the people's thoughts and ideas in different aspects of governing the country. The late Imam, with the in the most beautiful way, he said that the artistic is the will of the nation and their vote. That's for the same reason that all the pillars of the Islamic Republic in Iran, directly and indirectly, they're affected by the vote of the people. What has happened before the Islamic Revolution by the referendum and after 34 years after the auspicious life of the Islamic Republic, in which numerous elections were held during the leadership of the late Imam. The same has been continuing constantly to date. Without any doubt, the guidelines, invaluable guidelines of the great Islamic Revolution regarding the elections and its holding in a legal manner and the people's high turnout in the polls, and also clarifying the vicious schemes and plots of the enemies, and clarifications on that have had a great role in the successful holding of the election in such a way that all individuals, parties, and tastes, and in general, all those who care about and love the country and care about its destiny, they all went to the polls. The election held in Iran was actually, it crossed out all the dark pictures drawn of the Islam Republic, and also it shows the legality of all the elections held before, and the election that was held also 4 years ago, that in which unfortunately a number of people did not abide by the law, and they made the people experience, had a bitter experience, and also pay some price. My colleagues in the Interior Ministry, in continuation of the successful holding of the ninth parliament, they realized the importance of the upcoming election, and they added their efforts, and they tried to tap into all their power and do whatever they can to the best of their ability and to hold the election legally and in a competitive atmosphere in a healthy way that is deserving of the great nation of Iran, just like all the other elections held before. In addition to that, the naming of the year 1392 as the year of political and economic epic, so this has doubled the responsibilities of the Interior Ministry and its duties and performances. The June 14th election, presidential election, which was simultaneous with another election that was the 11th presidential election and also fourth city assembly's election, as well as the assembly of experts meeting in two provinces and another election in four other constituencies, the preparation for which needed extensive and tireless efforts of our colleagues. So through the election, it was outstanding compared to elections held before. That's why my colleagues in the Interior Ministry, as well as provincial offices and county offices, they mobilized all their forces and they made preparations and arrangements for two great national and regional elections. One for the destiny of the people for the next 4 years, and the other one for participation of the people in the running of the affairs of the regions in the country. In order to do that, there were four approaches and slogans, abiding by the law. All the processes of the election were exactly based on law and to the letter. exactly what was inscribed by law. And then we had truthfulness and safeguarding the rights of the people. Another feature was acting in a just way, preparing equal chance for all the presidential hopefuls and their utilization of government facilities and possibilities for their campaign. It was run under the committee, by the Electoral Committee at the Interior Ministry. And also the same thing was covered by the media, and the justice also served by media coverage when it comes to presidential election. Also, we had this great participation and huge turnout of the people. The setting of the stage for creating this political epic, this was on top of the agenda of my colleagues at the Interior Ministry, and with the blessing of God, and by adhering to these four principles or slogans, we did manage to hold both the elections successfully on the 24th of October, that was June 14th, to show the climax of religious democracy. But because I don't have enough time and I don't want to take more of your time, that's why I will give you a list of the activities that the Interior Ministry has done during the election. Some of the preparations were made for the first time in the previous election, so I just want to make quick mention of them. One, correcting the electoral presidential election law, and also holding of the presidential headquarters based on the new law 31. In the presence of the intelligence minister, prosecutor general, a member of the presiding board of the parliament, and seven religious, political, and cultural scholars as the trustees of the people. This committee held 10 meetings, and they made decisions regarding facilitating the process of holding of the election. And what's praiseworthy here is the presence of four members that are trusted by the people in the committee makeup. There are 421 committees in small towns, and more than 600 in larger towns. In the election, nine of the members were the people trusted by the public. So this way you can say that in the Islamic Republic of Iran, it was the people themselves, actually, who held the election in the country. This is one of the great mechanisms protecting us against harm in the election. There were also inspectors from the Interior Minister and representatives of the governor's offices, as well as the representatives of the presidential candidates in the headquarters, electoral headquarters, and at the polling stations across the country in all the processes of the election. This is also another good reason for the soundness of the election. At the same time, when the polling was being conducted and vote counting was also being done and the results being read out, there was not even one complaint filed. And after this public notification, the results were announced based on the constituency, town, province, and the country for the information of everyone on our website. Number two, the holding of the campaign headquarters based on the prevalent law and for the equal use of the presidential candidates, for them to be able to use the government possibilities and facilities in their campaigns. There were three rounds of debates on radio and television. We added 20 constituencies, polling stations, in order to facilitate further voting. Four, in order to upgrade the skills of the host, we had 12 briefing sessions at the governor's offices as the heads of the election commissions. Five, holding of teacher training meetings, trainers' instruction session, and also five general maneuvers. Six, revising and correcting directives for the presidential election and also the city and council elections. Seven, preparing the form relevant for media coverage. Eight, devising the mechanism with 23 processes for the city and council elections, with 26 executive processes making use of the latest IT technology, and by making all the mechanisms necessary in the information technology views in a secure atmosphere. Well, this comprehensive system was transparent, speedy, and it reduced the cost and was able to be able to actually the holding of the election across the country was easily being followed and watched at the Interior Ministry. This we had this electronic signature. It was possible to have digital signature, and documents were being produced in that mechanism. In order to have the digital signature on a very extensive scale, we had a certain card used for the first step, the beginning of the election, through the comprehensive system. I actually myself issued the order, and governors and governors general also announced that the receipt of this national smart card regarding the digital signature. And finally, the documents produced were provided, and digital signatures were made. Nine, for the first time, we inquired the IDs of more than 90% of the voters from 120 million data records. And for the first time, in coordination with the Guardian Council and based on law, all the memos of the meetings were collected in the comprehensive system. And 11, the comprehensive system was able to analyze the reports, and the combination of the ages and also the sex of the voters and the timing of the voting. And 12, regarding the security and providing security and safety for the election, all the necessary arrangements were made by the relevant commission, and necessary coordinations were made with intelligence, military and disciplinary forces, and with the blessing of God, the election was held in a secure and safe atmosphere without any problem. 250,000 people provided security at the polling stations. Most of the job was done by disciplinary force, by the police force, and the security between disciplinary forces, the IRGC, the besiege, and the army had their own coordination the best possible way. The Interior Ministry, in addition to the great mission of holding the election in order to warm up the election atmosphere in all cities and towns and even villages, in order to be able to have this great turnout of the people and their participation in the election, in order to do that, there were numerous meetings held by the governors general, the governors across the nation, as well as experts and programmers and journalists at the IRIB and elsewhere in the country. Numerous meetings were held, meetings with the scholars, the clergy, the elites, the youths, the trustees, the bazaar businessmen, men and women. They all took part in relevant elections so that the election could be held in the best possible way. And that was in this way that the 11th presidential election, there were 60,000 polling stations and 325,000 ballot boxes inside the country and 290 constituencies outside of Iran. It was held on Friday, June 14th, in the presence, a larger-scale presence of the people at the polling stations. So for three times, we extended the timing of the vote across the nation and four times in Tehran. Based on the statistics that are approved officially, more than 50 million people were eligible to vote. It was a bit less than 51 million people, out of which 36,938,000 people, a bit more than that, took part in the election. That was nearly 73% turnout. And it was Dr. Hassan Rouhani won the absolute majority of vote, 8,692,500 votes. He was picked as the 11th president of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And one more time, they paid allegiance with the high aspirations of the late Imam and the Islamic Revolution. They created this great and lasting epic, which is a source of pride, which amazed the world. Our people also, for the running of the affairs of the regions, they also took part in the election of the city and town councils. They cast their ballots also there to pick 196,000 members of the city and town councils. We'll also cast our vote for them simultaneously. They had this huge turnout in two national and regional provincial elections, and they ushered in a new era in the unity of the Iranian people. With the assistance of Almighty God and with the election on June 14th, the June 14th election, through the indefatigable efforts of more than 1,200,000 people who were in charge of running the election, it turned into a greatest stage of the macro management of the country. And such a capacity and those efforts could not be made possible without the support of Almighty God and the efforts of my colleagues. So I find it necessary at the end of my speech to stress one, the guidelines and instructions of the leader of the Islamic Revolution. I would like to also appreciate the leader's guidelines who helped us hold the election. Also, Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gave us lots of support and always stress the holding of the great election, as well as the assistance of the government, the ministries, and the organizations that helped the Interior Ministry to hold the election. I would like to cordially thank them. At the same time, the Guardian Council, the Central Committee of the Electoral Committee, also helped us with our job. They gave us great assistance. Also, the members of the Executive Committee of the Election Headquarters, the scholars and the clergy, the prayer leaders, the elite, the academia, who invited the people to go to the ballot boxes. I would also like to extend appreciations. The efforts of the Interior Ministry, the Election Headquarters, our colleagues there, the Governor's offices, the Governor's General's offices, members of the inspection groups, also like to thank them. Also, the presidential candidates who adhere to moral values and piety in various stages of their campaign at the end of the election. They accepted and recognized the results of the election and they sent congratulation messages and offered help with a new president. Also would like to thank the armed forces, the security and intelligence ministries who provided us with a safe and secure atmosphere without any mishap. I would also like to thank the media, especially the radio and television, who played this great role, both in the process of the presidential campaign based on the ratifications of Election Headquarters. They rightly covered, they had this right and timely coverage of the presidential campaign and debate, and they nullified all the propaganda warfare of the arrogant powers. So my appreciation goes to all of them, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank the great Iranian nation who unitedly took part in the election, and they emerged the victors of this great election. I would like to hope success for the new government. God bless.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of God, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei. The presidency of Dr. Hassan Rouhani, based on this mandate, the presidency is endorsed as follows. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, by appreciating the Almighty God and by greeting the Holy Prophet of Islam and his pure household, we start a new era of the heavy burden of the executive branch. I would like to congratulate the great Iranian nation. With the blessing of God, whose assistance and guidelines bestowed us the chance and made us taste to success in this election. The great nation of Iran takes pride that the election during various stages and periods, this is what the Iranian nation have been going through and they have been doing. They have been holding elections, and in every round of the election, they held it in a better way. And this time around, too, the great nation of Iran, through their insight, they set out on the stage and took part. And to the enemies who spared no effort to dissuade the people in different ways through the propaganda, our people gave them a crushing response, which was meaningful. So the people's high turnout and their picking of the right person who has been serving for more than three decades, this is what is mentioned, recorded in his performance and experience, like after decades after Islamic Revolution victory, he has been among the clergy, then he went to the defense of the nation and by fighting the enemy. All this have given clear message to everyone, the message of loyalty which cannot be harmed, loyalty to the revolution, the message of loyalty to the Islamic establishment, the message of loyalty to the brave clergy, and loyalty to those who, through their services and efforts, intend to add to successes and to lessen the problems. So what the people of Iran, by holding of the elections, intention-free elections, what the people have achieved so far has not been playing the role in the management of the country's affairs and electing the right persons for a new era that goes well beyond this. So this shows the political maturity of the nation, that shows the national dignity and pride, that intermingles it with wisdom and prudence and makes it and pushes it to a high rank in the minds of the world public opinion, those who want it through their schemes and plots to stir the situation and to try to disrupt the election process. Every time, in a different way, they have faced the strong resolute of the Iranian nation. Now that the strong vote of the nation, the strong vote of the Iranian nation has picked a knowledgeable person who has had his experiences and tests on various arenas, and he has had lots of religious and political activities in his background. He has now been picked to head the executive branch of the government. I too would follow suit and congratulate him, and I endorse the vote of the people. And this way, which at the time, Dr. Hassan Rouhani, I appoint him as the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I wish him great accomplishments and ask Almighty God to make him successful in carrying out this great responsibility. Without a doubt, the voting and this endorsement, as long as he's committed to treading the straight and the right path that he has been following so far, that's the path of the aspirations of the Islamic Revolution and defending the rights of the people and resistance against the bullying and arrogant powers. With the help of God Almighty, it will be so. The respected president is advised to seek assistance from Almighty God to practice piety and to rely on God and tap into the great potentialities, achievements, and experiences of the country. That's my advice for the respective president. A divine guidance and public support is what I wish for him. Peace and blessings of God. Sayyid Ali Khamenei, 12th of Murdad, at August 3rd.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. And praise be to Almighty God and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And his pure household.
سلام و درود خداوند بر انبیاء عظام
The greetings of Almighty God to the great prophet and the sign of the righteousness Imam Mahdi
حضرت ولی عصر اجل الله تعالی فرجه الشریف و بر شهیدان و امام شهیدان
قدس روح greetings to the martyrs and the leader of the martyrs as well as رهبر معظم انقلاب his son the leader of the Islamic revolution
خداوند بزرگ را سپاسگزارم
I would like to express gratitude to the Almighty God who gave me this great opportunity to be able to obtain the vote of confidence of the great nation of Iran and the endorsement of the presidential mandate by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. The simultaneity of this ceremony with the last days of the holy month of Ramadan, this is what I see as a good tiding. The martyr of Ramadan, that's Imam Ali, peace be upon him. I would like to refer to part of his speech. He said, the pillars of the government and governance is based on prudence and wisdom. The June 14th election started while part of the society had their doubts, but through the approval and the participation of the majority of the public, it came to an end. The election was held transparently, there was competitiveness, and there was full tranquility. That's the situation the election was held. The result of which, for many, was shocking. The ill-wishers, Iran was supposed to, based on isolation, the so-called isolation and sanctions, would go further deeper into the division between government and the people. But a great election was held in which there was a large turnout of the people from different walks of life. And an unprecedented epic was created. This election was a process that based on collective prudence and wisdom and by participation of all those who serve the Islamic establishment, the election was held in such a way that showed the maturity of the establishment and the trust between the establishment and the people. The entire people, the elite, they realize the national interests and the situation in the country. And they tread it on the path of the pride and dignity of the nation. This election was the result of the gap between the government. It was not the result of the differences between the government and the establishment. The fact that the people of Iran picked a person as a president who for years had been serving the establishment in various fronts. This election showed that the Iranian people want dignity and pride. This is what was approved. The fact was approved that democracy in Iran is institutionalized and will last, and that the Islamic Revolution of Iran enjoys enough maturity and sufficient stability. The process of democracy in Iran in the wake of the Islamic Revolution, they have been stabilized and they have undergone the right process. High turnout, the holding of a healthy and sound election without any problems, the slogans and the policies of the presidential candidates, and the high volume of debates and comments and criticisms in the course of the election, they all indicate a process which is moving toward perfection that stresses the nature, the republic nature, and legitimate nature of the Islamic Republic. In the June 14th election, the people created a great epic through their participation at the ballot boxes. The political, social, and cultural gaps were reduced, and further convergence and the dignity of Iran was what was stressed during the election. A fervor, freshness, and a trust that were the result of this election, this as a capital for Iran. This is a capital that is not only intended for protection against the various kinds of threats and menaces, it also creates new opportunities for progress, leaps forward, and all-sided headway, which are well targeted. Of course, hopes were revolving on a discourse that were crystallized and manifested in my slogans of my campaign, but in the economic and political and social aspects are also come into play. We need to appreciate the leader of the Islamic Revolution and the great and active participation of all the groups and people, different strata of the people, and also the playing of the role of the great scholars, dignitaries, of the elites, as well as the political movements. All Iranian citizens, through their votes and various opinions and ideas and their political biases, they all came to the stage and they had this high hope which they showed in the Islamic establishment. Without a doubt, my pivotal role from now on will be to safeguard the same love, hope, and trust of the people. The people in the course of the election, they were amazing. They did an amazing job. So from now on, it's our turn, the official's turn. We should accept and come to terms with the message of this development. We should feel committed to respecting this at various levels. The obligations and the interaction between the people and the officials, this is where it finds its meaning. Interpretation of what and how in the participation of the people is the necessity that planners and officials of our establishment need to deal with. Hopefully, the thinkers, researchers, and scientific and social organizations will come to the assistance of the government in order to realize this, so that the basis for our directions and inclinations and plans for the country could be clarified. People's minimum expectation of the new government is to bring stability and tranquility in all fronts and areas, and to remove the various bottlenecks and issues that a country is facing these days. Well, the power of the government, I see that in its strengthening of its social status and ground and commitment to the allegiance it has with the people. To do that, we need loyalty, we need to be honest to our people. Well, we believe that being religious and to do what people has trusted us to do and to be honest to them. This is the basis of our job. Lying will simply aggravate the situation, as it was mentioned by Imam Ali, peace be upon him. This is also what is being endorsed and stressed by Imam Ali, who also says that, who also stresses being honest in every aspect, and that lying simply worsens the situation. So our government will try to flourish Islamic morals and try to see the Islamic precepts and principles and teachings of realize with the support and backing of the people. I have come to this stage and taken over the people who want to see change and they want to see their improved status. The people who want to have a better life. People who want to be away from discrimination, poverty, and corruption. People who want to see, to have further dignity and pride. People who want to live in a spiritual and to grow in the right atmosphere. And the people who want to be hopeful of the future. So this is the rightful demands of the people, but realizing all these, fulfilling all these demands are not possible at a go in one phase. So the government will try its best, the haves and haves not. Both the proper and improper situation, the government will try to honestly and frankly to let the people know all about what the situation is like, and in order to leave behind all the bottlenecks and problems, the government seeks people's assistance. Our society, especially our youth, need to learn. They have to know, and they have to be aware of what's going on in their country. They need to be encouraged and asking for what is wise and not asking for what is unwise. So this right situation can be made possible through adopting a moderate approaches. The country needs this national resolve in order to stay away and distance from extremism, both in policymaking and in management, and in focusing on the rule of law and abiding by the law. That's what a country needs. The discourse that was used in the presidential election and won the people's vote was the very same thing: moderation, interaction. This is what is shared by all the political and social groups. There have been great achievements of the Islamic Revolution that it will be safeguarding. At the same time, the efforts of the governments, respects the efforts of the governments after the Islamic Revolution, and at the same time, the major preoccupation of the problem and the shortcomings and bottlenecks that the country is facing. It also bears in mind all these facts. So moderation is the outstanding criterion of our system. Moderation does not mean doing away with principles or being conservative. Moderation is a prudent approach, which is active, which is patient in society in order to distance from extremism. The path of establishment and continuation of religious democracy goes through moderation. If you want change, everything should be based on moderation. So moderation is the very same thing that God wants for the people. So to be That's what God also wants, and God says to stand in the middle. That should be a verse of the Holy Quran. Also, Imam Ali says that your path and your policy should be a moderate one, and your destination should be progress and growth, as is being said in Arabic now. Well, based on the approach that I adopted during the election campaign and the little knowledge that I have gained through my experiences in the Islamic settlement, so I find myself duty-bound to pursue the plan. So the individual, moderate individual policy will be what I'll be seriously committed to. But the moderate policies for the running of the affairs of the country, in my opinion, goes well beyond that. The main aspect of moderation are those series of government policies and actions that have a structural form, and it shows the government's capability in meeting the people's requirements and demand. So the imbalance in the structure of the country through the identification of the harms, which should be conducted scientifically, they all need to be, the harms need to be scientifically identified, and the right mechanism should be promoted in order to deal with that. Our society is in the middle of a sensitive juncture of time. We need to reduce the people's problems and help them have a better life. The agriculture and industry need to see a boom and flourish. So the inclination of the government would be a revival of the moral values and the right interaction with the world. The government, more than any other thing, will be dealing with the sustenance issues of the people and protecting them against social harms. Parallel with that, internationally, we will take fresh steps in line with the promotion of Iran's status on the basis of provision of national interests and removal of the brutal present sanctions clap. Despite the fact that there are numerous issues and bottlenecks, but the prospects of future are bright and hope-inspiring. If the creation of the political epic, as thought by the leader of some revolution, and the hope of the people, if they were materialized, the economic epic will also be possible by the same token. Our society has a great known and unknown capabilities and potentialities. The spiritual and material capabilities of this country can be relied upon, so we should allow the chance for all Iranians who want to serve this nation. Doors and windows must be all open for them to come and work. So let's allow the skilled and the elite work for the people and serve them. So we should, let's cleanse of our hearts of vengeance and revenge. Let's have peace and love and friendship instead of enmity and antagonism. Let's see Islam's peaceful face and the revolution with its humane face and the Islamic establishment with its affectional face go on creating epics. So I'd like to thank the efforts and services of the previous governments, especially the 10th government. I would like to, my appreciation goes to the former president, and I would like all the former government officials further success. In the end, one more time, I would like to express my appreciation to a great nation who, during the course of the election, went beyond the peaks of the analysis of all the analysts and experts. And they proved that once the country is in a sensitive juncture of time and situation, they won't spare any effort in supporting their country and the establishment. there were millions of noble people. I would like to thank them all, and those who went to the polling stations and cast their ballots, I would like to thank them all. And I'm hopeful that the realization of their trust, that I will deserve their trust. I feel this, the burden of this vote and this endorsement. And the only thing I seek to and find shelter to God. And I honestly and humbly beseech the Almighty God to keep this weak servant of his away from misery, from jealousy, from arrogance and egoism. So I take refuge to God from hasty decision makings, from prioritizing personal interests and benefits, and also responding properly to the enemies. So I would like to ask God to assist me so that I would serve as the right servant for God and also for the people, so that I would not forget what has happened to those before me. There are lots of things to say, but we don't have the much chance to deal with them, so we'd better cut it short and start acting, because there is a long, long way to our destination, and we have just started our journey. Peace and blessings.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مجلس بسیار باشکوه.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. This is a great meeting and a major one, and hopefully it will be a very auspicious day. Well, the fact that in the Islamic Republic of Iran, the executive power peacefully and in a very tranquil way, this power was exchanged between those who are serving the Islamic establishment. To see this is a highly valuable, it's an invaluable phenomenon that we are seeing, this power exchange that's peaceful, and this emanates from Islamic democracy, as the late Imam Khomeini, through his prudence and wisdom, called it the very basis of the workings of the Islamic establishment. Things are being done by the people. The election is by the people. And the axis and what everything revolves around is Islam. So this is Islamic democracy. Our nation before the Islamic Revolution had not tasted and did not experience a taste of democracy before the Islamic Revolution. Since the announcement of the constitutional monarchy until the Islamic Revolution victory, it took 75 years. During this period, 55 years was spent during the dictatorial rule of the Pahlavis, a dictatorship which was violent and which was dependent on world powers, that is, in the first place, dependent on England and then America, without regarding the demand of the people. In the 55 years, the affairs of the country were being run by individuals who not only not cared about the destiny of the people, neither their interests nor their dignity and pride. They paid no attention to those factors, and what they thought of was only their personal interests and those of the great powers that supported them. So 20 years before that period, the country also witnessed chaos. That is, since the constitution until the Islamic Revolution, the people, apart from a period of almost 2 years in the midst, and that period also through the scheme of the UK and the US, they had this national weak government that was formed, but it was gone in a short time. The rest of the period, the whole thing was at the hands of dictators. So the taste of democracy, the people experienced that taste after the Islamic Revolution. Since the beginning of the victory of the Islamic Revolution to date, in all major issues, in all responsibilities and positions of the governance, it was the people who played their role. 11 times presidential elections were held, 9 times elections for the Islamic Council of Assembly, that's the parliament, several times for the Assembly of Experts and Councils. Almost every year, one election has been held in the past 34 years. So the people feel that their destiny and the running of the affairs of the country and also the macro plans and programs of the country, it's them, the people, who are making decisions and who are supervising and who are taking action. This is the religious democracy. So one of the features and peculiarities of this religious democracy is the fact that the relation between the people and the officials, it does not restrict to this legal relationship. In addition to that, there is this affection and a religious-based bond that is stemmed from the people's beliefs and their ideology, their commitment, and their adherence to the principles of the revolution. So this is what we do not know. We have not seen the same thing anywhere in the world, at least we have not seen anywhere in the world just to have this kind of strong and affection-based and ideological bond between the people and the statesmen, which is based on these principles. And this is what guides the officials, the respected president, who was inaugurated today. Officially, he should realize the fact that the people consider are endeared Iran, an Islamic country based on Islamic precepts and teachings. That's why they stand together and they participate. You see, yesterday it was the International Day of Quds in this country, in hot weather, and while they were fasting, they took part in the election. Who had forced the people, who had wanted them to, in such a sizzling hot summer day, to take to streets in Tehran and other cities across the nation? We'll have some areas like the southern Khuzestan provinces, which is really hot. The people held rallies and demonstrations, and they chanted the slogans, and they showed their resistance and steadfastness to the world, and they clarified their stance regarding the issue of Palestine and the Zionist occupier regime. This, how can the analysts analyze this great incident? This is what happens every year during the Quds Day and also on the 22nd of Bahman, the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution victory. The people come to the stage and excitedly and fervently, youths, men and women, the old and the youth, across the nation, they show their situation, their idea, and their stance regarding various issues to the world. This is what the interaction, the relationship I've been mentioning. There is no monetary encouragement or stimulus to take the people out to the streets and on the stage. That was the same. That's the case regarding the election. The election, the great election that was held this year, and the likes of which in the previous periods, that's what was created by the people. It's because they feel committed, they feel responsible, they feel that they are obliged to do it. So there is this religious obligation and commitment that takes them to this arena of political and social activity. This is the characteristic of religious democracy. So this is a path that the late Imam Khomeini showed us. He started it, and the people were faithful to that path, and they have treaded that path, and from now on they will keep treading that path, God willing. The responsibility of the officials and statesmen is a heavy one in the Islamic establishment. Accepting positions does not mean that you want to benefit yourself from that position. It means that you accept, you agree to take the pains and serve the people. That's what it means. That's what it's all about. So the responsibilities and positions, this is what it means in the Islamic establishment. So officials try to work hard, and they use all they have in their ability so that they could alleviate the people's problems, so they could see the country realize its goals and aspirations. There are great capacities and potentialities in this country. The extensive efforts made before, they're also part of the capacities that we have in this country, that our officials need to tap into those capacities. Of course, I recommend both the people to be patient, and I recommend the statesmen to be patient. You cannot expect the problems that people have, both economic ones or in any other area. Those problems, you cannot expect them to be removed and tackled in a very short time. Of course, we should ask the Almighty God to give us this, to help our officials to successfully pursue their goals and take action, but then naturally this requires efforts in the longer period of time. So our recommendation both for the president and the cabinet that will get the vote of confidence from the people in the near future. So my recommendation for all of them would be that things need to be done patiently and without haste. That's what the way they need to take action. They need to take strong and confident steps in all fronts and areas. The capacity is there, it exists, and we have our long-term goals and aspirations. So the signs and symbols and indications we have